Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Brad Biggs had this in his column. The Bears are 5-for-14 in the red zone the last 4 games. Of those 14 visits into the red zone, they have had penalties on everyone but 4 times. Man, I feel bad for Julio Rodriguez every time I hear the scream.
He's still only 24.
Oh, man.
Youth. It's wasted on the young.
Is it, though? Some youth are doing good things with their youthness.
Some of them need the belt.
My father was always pissed off. And every once in a while, I'd have to take a beating. But by then, I didn't care. The way I saw it, everybody takes a beating sometime.
Lawrence's parenting advice in every scenario. The childless man recommends the belt.
It's the advice we covet as parents, isn't it, Speaks?
It feels really good when he brings down. You don't know how many problems I bring to him in commercial breaks. I'm like, man, I got a problem with my son. He's doing this, doing that. And Lawrence is like, well, you know what he needs.
My God, Tony.
There's more where that came from. We're starting a new regime around here.
School guidance counselor said this might be a cry for help.
Oh, come on, will
you? I will say that you only have a very small window with Ruben where the belt is going to be, you know, effective.
Yeah, well, because he eventually gets bigger and stronger and resists the belt.
Yeah, you're going to be bigger than you. Yeah. And then that might be a problem.
Yeah, he's a strong man.
But if you
man.
Instill the fear now.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got her, Bart. Jump, Lisa's king.
I'm not Bart. I'm Rod Flanders.
There you go with that smart mouth. Lisa, run outside and cut me a switch.
Yes, sir.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got a full boat for you today. We're going until 6 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And the where is right here in the downtown Score studios. Because Dave Wannstedt's going to be here. And we love when he comes by. I don't know what he's going to draw up for us today. Now he gets here early, just starts drawing stuff up and telling Alex what it is he's going to do. So hopefully that'll get done today. Although I don't see the dry erase board. Oh, it's over there in the corner?
We'll find it. We'll find it.
Okay, good. That's important.
I wish we had a blackboard here because
there's one behind it.
Okay, I'm going to talk through this, okay? There is, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's my play from last week.
Oh.
The touchdown that they scored to the tight end at the end.
The touchdown. Maybe we'll talk about Don Heel. Don Heel running
runs.
Plays again.
It's very important that we do that. There are more people who are playing poker. Mark Grody's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Paris Schutz is going to be here. Love when Paris, because he asked some hard questions of the politicians in town that are messing with the Bears. So we will talk with him about all of that stuff at 325. And we will get into what I think is I'm looking forward to this conversation. I know it's been something that you've kind of wanted to talk about is like how deep the connection goes with sports and sometimes when you have to add in grief to that, what that feels and looks like.
Yeah, we'll touch on it at 3 o'clock for sure. And I appreciate the opportunity for some realness as many of us watching the World Series and hanging out and talking to each other in the absence of some others. But we got some Bears stuff that has been percolating that we've been wanting to get to, and there'll be new stuff with the coordinators mixed in, and as you mentioned, Mark Grody. But there's a couple things from yesterday and really a conversation that you were wanting to have that we didn't get a chance to get to.
I feel like this is a big week for Caleb.
It's huge.
Okay? Now, here's the thing. Both of us, I think, are still in the same place of we understand that progress isn't always linear. And we kind of was like, yeah, December sounds right. Like after Thanksgiving, after the Black Friday game, we should see something that resembles what it is that we're looking for. And I'm not sure that even if we get to that point and it's like this still, if I'll be panicked. I will be a little concerned because I'm kind of always concerned. I'm the mayor.
Look, you are the mayor of Worrytown. But there's, I mean, because there's been stuff to see, as we know. There's been some progress and some things to see in some of the plays within structure, but there's just been other questions. So why does this week feel big to you?
It feels big to me because, as you pointed out yesterday, you look at any defensive category you want for Cincinnati, and they are not good. It's a team that you should be able to move the ball on.
They are dead last in scoring, dead last in yards allowed, 30th against the pass, 32nd against the run, 31st on third down, 30th in red zone percentage. They miss the most tackles of any defense in the NFL.
So this sets up as an opportunity for guys like DJ Moore, if he's healthy enough to play, for run after the catch yards, because he's really good at that against good tackling teams. So you put him out there against a bad tackling team, there should be some extended plays, one would think.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, there's that and the need to right the ship and get a win for a team that has playoff aspirations. And then the other part is that Justin Fields just went into Cincinnati and put up 32 on him. Or 39, excuse me. 39
sure
to 38.
Did.
Yeah, Justin just had a real nice game.
Now, that was a revelatory game for him. There was a lot going on with him. And I'm glad that there are people that maybe weren't even Justin fans that walked away from what he went through last week and was like, you know, I'm rooting for that guy.
Do you think the anti-Caleb crowd, if it's mixed still with any sort of pro-Justin crowd or pro-Patience crowd, gets amplified if this is not a win?
Maybe. I think so.
I think from quarter of public opinion, this is sort of a big week for Caleb in that way.
I don't know if he needs to win. He just needs to look good. That's a discussion that we can have at some point.
That's
too.
Fair. That's
like,
fair.
Like the idea of when is the point where they're winning because Caleb is their quarterback versus him being a passenger? Because you start looking around at his peers and you go, is that fair? Like, and I think that's worthy of discussion too.
Yeah, but I think me saying win is too simplistic. Call it show out and have a high completion percentage, a high rating. And lead an offense to put up, what, 27, 30? The Bengals are allowing more than 30 points per game.
Like, let's flip the final score from last week. If Caleb puts up Flacco numbers and they lose, even though it's against Flacco, I think we're all like, hey, did you see all that?
Yeah, we'll feel good about
that. That was pretty great.
Fair.
So that's why I don't want to say just win, but I do think it's interesting as we're looking around, everyone, people who cover the Bears, fans of the Bears are for sure like, wait a minute, did we get the wrong guy? Because I look at what Jaden Daniels did last year. I look and I see what Bo Nix has turned into, specifically in the fourth quarter, but still with overall good numbers. Mm-hmm. And Drake May has been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
He has. And finally, that conversation came to Caleb yesterday in terms of Drake May. And here's what he had to say about it yesterday.
Out of curiosity, have you noticed at all what Drake May has been doing in New England these
yeah.
few weeks?
Yeah, he's,
stands out.
Yeah, he's been playing. He's been playing well. Been able to, the times that I've been able to watch them play, whether it's just me sitting at home and watching them and things like that. He's been playing on time. You know, he believes in his guys and you know, they're playing efficient football, running the ball well, passing the ball well. And, you know, that's a good, you know, combo to have. And then, you know, having him go out there and, you know, make explosive plays, scramble plays and things like that. You know, kudos to him and them over there.
You complimented your draft class before that.
Yeah, we got a
game. You know, yeah. How do you, is it human nature to compare?
No, I don't compare. It's just different situations, different coaches and different years, different development. We're different players, different playing styles, and all those different things. So you start trying to compare stats and stuff, and you lose sight of, you know, where you're at and what you're focused on and what you need to focus on and what you need to grow at. And so happy for all the guys in the draft class, but no comparison.
Well, good for him. He's totally right about the different situations and timelines and everything like that. That's why I'm hesitant to look at stats when having this conversation.
Still.
I know, but I'm trying to trust the eye test from the best that I can tell and the scouting eye test. So, like, when we talk to Kurt Warner and I ask Kurt, hey, is Drake May ahead of Caleb? And he says, yeah, yes, he is. You know, when other quarterback analysts will tell you that Caleb would go fourth, if not third, in a redraft among those guys. I mean, based on how much they have developed so far. It doesn't close the book, but that's more impactful on me than the numbers.
Drake May's rating in his eight games this season. You ready for this?
Yeah.
135.8, 135.9, 140.1, 101.1, 155.6, 102.1, 137.3, and then 80.6. So if you were looking for a comp between the two, he didn't play as well against the Raiders as Caleb did.
Oh, there you go. So that's a little something. But to me, that. Caleb's answer about was great on Drake May. He said he's playing on time. He's playing in rhythm. They're running the ball. Like, Drake May is playing simple football and doing the special every once in a while because he's actually capable of that in a way that Caleb is too. He's like, he's completing some of those passes, but his throwing percentage, completion percentage in structure is way better. And it's way better than Caleb. So Caleb is noticing the scouting stuff and the style of playing stuff, and I appreciated that.
So there's another part of this that we should talk about, too. And ran across this, our friends from Fox. They had Jim Miller on their post-game show with Tina Nguyen, and I thought it was interesting some of the things that Jim was getting upset about. And we've been discussing the idea of, like, option routes and getting on the same page. And it's been fascinating, like, the different points of view that we've gotten on it this week, from Kurt Warner to Matt Bowen to whomever, to Matt Forte. Here's what Jim Miller said that he would like to see from Caleb going forward.
Four times he said, not on the same page. Yeah. Well, if I were him, I would take initiative as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears to make sure that those guys are on your page. Meaning, hey, Loveland, we're in this situation, we're in the red zone where we got to go into the half with a score, meaning minimum a field goal. Your choice route, decide early. I need you to make it quick, all right? Because you got to come away in that situation with points. And that's part of becoming a leader. That's part of growing up in the NFL as a quarterback, that you are in charge. You manage all situations. You control all situations. So take charge of the situation. And a lot of that, if he does that, and if he can step up and grow that way, a lot of these false starts, all this stuff will start to eliminate. But he's got to take charge. Don't say we're not on the same page. You tell them what page you want them on as the quarterback, and you'll know you'll be on the same page.
Well, interesting. It's because Jim doesn't often come out and go after the quarterback. That's interesting. You find yourself thinking about any specific plays and or just the relationships and making sure that he steps up.
I understand what he's saying. And we'll see how this game plays out. I've been saying that I don't think Colston Loveland has actually run very good routes. I think that there have been times where he's been late. I think there have been times where he's been indecisive. And that's to be, he's a rookie. Like, I get that. I think there's a reason why before Kmet got hurt, that Loveland wasn't on the field as much. I think the same thing with Luther Burden. Even though these guys were high draft picks, I think there was a reason that Ben Johnson wasn't using them early. They deserve the opportunity to be able to grow as well. But for Caleb, you're like, man, I got to have the guys that I can count on out there on the field. And I've got to build chemistry with these guys because these are probably going to be the guys you're going to be with me for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning all this new stuff. And I have to unlearn all the stuff that I had before. But at some point, and I don't know when that point is, and I'm not here to tell you where it is. At some point, us trying to be sensible and give context to the idea of he may have been damaged by what happened last year falls on deaf ears.
Mm. Yeah, I think it does. I think it does. It's interesting. Yeah, it's a big week for Caleb. I think it definitely is. Today is coordinator day. On Thursdays, Mark Grody will give us lots of good stuff at 4 o'clock, but a couple things caught our ears, and you need to hear HT defend his unit.
Oh, did he roll up? Yeah, got the... is the Chuckle Hut open?
I don't know if the laughs are there, but the drink minimum has been enforced.
All right, we will do all of that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm under the belief that I think on each side of the ball, offense, defense, special teams, you need at least one or two of those guys on the field because they bring a certain level of juice, you know what I mean? Like, this game is played violently. You need somebody to go in there and kind of be that spark. Obviously, you guys, you know, the history of this city, Chicago Bears, Dennis Rodman, like sometimes you need guys like that out there. And like I said, I think our leadership group on this team, you know, we can kind of hold things together. And I personally don't think he'll be an issue. You know what I mean? Like I said, he's been around his defense. I got a lot of respect for him. He got a lot of respect for me. So I think we'll be good to go in that way.
It's Kevin Byard talking about the New World Order member. He's like Conan, though. He's not like I wouldn't say that he's one of the big three of the NWO. Maybe the LWO. C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
It's fascinating that Kevin Byard thinks that they're locker room is in a good enough place to withstand a personality like this. And shout out to him for the Dennis Rodman comp in the city that he works.
For the most part, like Kevin Byard, I ride with him. Like if he says it, I'm pretty much in it. But I was texting some people last night and I told them about the over-under on C.J. Gardner-Johnson that we were talking about. I think I'm going to stick with the under.
That's cool, but I do want a locker room to be strong enough to deal with some dudes like this.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, maybe you would have drafted Jalen Carter, huh?
Ta-da!
I know, that's what I'm saying. So you want a locker room that believes it can take care of this.
Quick, just a question, clarification. If he suspended one game, does that count as a game?
that's a good point.
Or a week, yeah.
We should probably do something with that. This is
I think the weeks that he's here, because even if he's suspended, he's in there talking smack about everybody.
I don't think we're counting the suspension, but we'll see. By the way, we should schedule dinner next week.
Oh, you and me?
Yeah, well, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, paying off your bet.
Well, maybe we could do it with everybody, and you could just buy my steak at the dinner.
I was going to buy dinner for everybody. That's the whole point.
All right, so
I might want to change venues, though. We'll discuss. I got an idea.
Okay.
All right, well, here's DA talking about the newest defensive Bear.
Yeah, look, I think that was part of the whole evaluation process that we went through. We saw a really good athlete. We saw a highly competitive player. and we felt like that was an easy fit for us back then, you know. So he had played a little bit there. He'd played some safety, and we felt like at that point in time, you know, it was kind of best to find kind of one spot for him and let him get comfortable in one spot. And he did a nice job for us.
He has a reputation of being a guy who can get under player's skin, obviously. You coached him in New Orleans. What's your say in terms of what makes him an aggressive player, but also walking that fine line?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think he's a highly competitive player. I think he goes out there and competes on every single play. And so that's fully what I would expect for him to do, you know, with us. So I think, he brings a little attitude to the football team, which I think is good.
It's not as if he can't play. That's not why he's on his fourth team in less than 1 year. Because the Texans traded for him. They gave him a big signing bonus and then cut him after three games. And then Baltimore's like, we know he can play. And
we'll
then
put him together with this group of guys, man.
Yeah, I know. Cut him after one game. But it's like Ben was saying yesterday. He's got kids. He's got a family he wants to provide for. Maybe he realizes that not many chances like this are going to come his way again, frankly.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of knuckleheads that have kids.
I know. But how many coaches are going to vouch for him the way that Dennis Allen is clearly vouching for him?
I would imagine he will be the last one if this doesn't go well.
That's what I'm saying. So that can hit somebody's psyche and make them step two at least just a little bit more.
We'll see. I still have some questions on whether or not he's effective, but
yeah,
we're going to see him this week. I think he's there to kind of get them through this week, and then we'll see where things stand from a medical standpoint after that.
Lawrence loves when Richard Hightower yucks it up and tells jokes and gets a good audience going.
Mr. Jokey Joke Maker.
And then his unit goes out there and plays like ass.
Yep.
So this is Richard Hightower defending his special teams unit, specifically on some of the penalties that his unit committed.
Richard, there were three penalties total on special teams. What did you see on the two kickoff return ones with Blackwell and Noah?
Yeah, what I saw on those in particular is when I look, you can look at the tape. You can go watch the tape, okay? What I saw when I watched the tape, I feel very confident in the way that we're coaching it. And I feel pretty confident that we'll coach it the way we're coaching it going forward. Okay? So that's how I feel about that.
Dang ya. So he's totally cool with the penalties on the return. What about the penalty on the punt where the entire left side of the offensive line lined up wrong? Yeah. What about all the long kickoff returns they gave up?
How about that 20 yards you lost on that punt? Because the punt was perfect.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And then all the yards you gave up on the return, too.
Yeah. I'm sure he's coaching it right.
He's defending his unit, though.
Yeah.
Well, and I respect that. Look, in the end, that's his unit. Like, it's not as if
they asked you what was on the tape. And this is a typical Richard Hightower deflection where, well, if you go back and look, no. I asked you.
But Lawrence, a lot of us have been there. You can't just change your unit. You can't just swap it out. Can't go to the unit store. Like,
as much as you'd like to.
Yeah, you would.
You would. I mean, most people would. But it's, you know, you can't.
And if you have a problem with the referees, yes, then take the fine.
Oh, you're still talking football. I got you.
All right, afternoon.
All right.
Doing good. How are you all?
Good.
All right, go ahead.
Throwing the beard out?
Looks to be that way.
Go ahead. Coach, other than the kick being short, were you pleased with the execution on that Mayday situation right before halftime?
Yeah, I was, Coach. I really was.
He calls Adam Hogue coach.
Well, he is a coach. He's actually a special teams coach.
So he's really just showing Adam Hogue the respect of calling him coach?
Yes.
That's a way to get more courtesy laughs at the Chuckle Hut.
You better believe it. It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial for their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. I see what they did there.
Yeah, and I got to say, They got two teams with pretty damn good starts.
They got two very watchable teams
extremely
right now.
Extremely watchable, fun, young teams.
This is why Tanny bought back in.
I was going to say, look up the combined record since I bought the subscription back after the All-Star break.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty favorable.
I think it's good all job.
Like Bulls and Hawks are going to have to carry a little bit more of the load to make up for that White Sox record, but the White Sox record's still not awful.
No, you'd accept that.
I don't have to think about the White Sox until Sox Fest, so we're good. Or free agency, and, which they're not going to be
No, they're not going to be in the Ohtani sweepstakes, let me tell you that.
No.
But Sox Fest, remember, it's going to be at the Vatican. It's going to be great this year.
I mean, that's the ticket to get. Oh,
dude, Sox Fest at the Vatican?
It's going to be great.
You kidding me?
Yeah. We got to do a remote.
I think so. That's going to be great. See Will Venable sitting there pointing up at the Sistine Chapel. The roof, the ceiling, I guess. It's more of a ceiling.
Is the roof. It is.
And if you can't get a ticket, you're one of the unfortunate ones. Hun Perdido.
That's right.
They lost.
When we come back, let's talk about watching sports and let's talk about watching the World Series. My guy Speaks is feeling some feelings, and I don't think he's alone when he's talking about some of this stuff. So we will set it up for you. You should hang around. We'd love for you to be a part of this conversation. Next, here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.